sleep deprivation is a form of torture for a reason, because it works. And ask any parent of a baby or a toddler who's not sleeping or doesn't stay asleep, they can testify to this. Now, our next guest changes the sleep behaviour for under fives, and maybe even big people too, and is absolute godsend for parents. And I'd like you to welcome Amy Heavener from Husha by Babies. Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you here. Now, I am totally keen to hear about your business, because you're rocking. You have got awards coming out the wazoo. Well, and some more awards on the way, fingers crossed. We're going to hear about your business, but first, I was reading one of your articles about what some of the myths about sleep training. And I just want to get a bit more info on this, please. It says one of the big myths that you touched on is there's no strict formula when it comes to the method used for sleep training. And that sort of blew my mind a little bit, because I was pretty sure when I was trying to train my kids to sleep, it was like left hand here, right hand here, hold your mouth this way. You know, it was so regimented. Tell me about that.
Okay, so yes, there's different ways that you can implement independence when it comes to sleep, because that's what it's all about. It's about letting your little person fall asleep on their own. So if you were currently, you know, rocking or feeding, you're helping little bub to fall asleep. So you've got to take yourself out of that journey. So there's a few ways you can do it. And really, just as you said, there's no right or wrong way. And I have quite a different approach to almost all the approaches you can Google. You know, there's vast methods going on. And a lot of people think, right, well, surely it means I've just got to leave baby to cry it out. I'll just put bub down and see you later and let them work through it. And you don't have to do that. There's different methods. And what it really just comes down to is allowing that little person to fall asleep. So it doesn't matter how you do that. You can follow your gut. You can sit with them. You can leave if you want. That does work for some people. I don't particularly go that way, because I really believe that if there's a change, and there is going to be a change to sleep, we're all a bit precious about that. And so is the little person. We've all got our own little journey as we fall asleep. You might even not notice it. You might need a drink of water beside your bed. You might need the window open. And if someone just comes along and says, yeah, you're not going to have a pillow anymore, like, all the best. You're not going to love
sleep
that.
Sleep now. Just, yeah, go to sleep.
Yeah, you're not going to love that. So there's going to be change. It doesn't matter what it is, but there will be some change, because it's a different journey. So in my kind of belief system, I feel like you need to stay with the little one until they're on board with that change. They're comfortable with that change. So there's no right or wrong way to do it, but the principle is that you've got to take yourself out of that journey. So you've got to find a way to do that. That's the important part. So that's what I teach my clients, on how to respond, because there's going to be frustration. There's going to be crying, because they're going to be wondering, what on earth are you doing tonight? This is different. But you can stay with them during that change period. So yeah, there's a lot of myths out there about just leave the little one to cry and sort it out, and it just doesn't need to be that way.
Can I ask a question, Amy? What does a journey like that look like for a client that comes to see you? Like, what's the start process and to get through to the end, baby's asleep?
Yeah, okay. So mostly there's definitely something external in their baby's journey to sleep. So, and it doesn't matter what it is, but there'll be something external. So it could be rocking, feeding, a dummy, a pram, a car, anything really. So what they come to me for is, how can I get this little person sleeping for the periods of time that they need to? At the moment, they're waking 6 times a night. So how do we get a consolidated night? And that is about taking you out of the journey. So what I do is I have a look, and I've got kind of this questionnaire they've got to fill in so I can get a real accurate picture of what's happening. And then I write up a plan of how we're going to get from where we are to where we want to be. So where we want to be is what's appropriate for that child based on their age. So, you know, if it was an 8-month-old, for example, that 8-month-old can sleep through the night beautifully, get all its calories in the day, and have two wonderful naps. So they're our sleep goals. So we write up a plan. How are we going to get to those sleep goals? And then we come together, we talk it through, we go through the strategy, how to deal with scenarios, what changes are we going to be making? And then we pick a night to start. We start it and we stay together each day by communicating. We have phone calls, we talk through a sleep log, and we get to our sleep goals together.
When you say sleep goals, I'm just reminded that we just had Beck Lasky in here, and I said, what is one of the key things you tell all business owners that they need to do when they're starting? And she said, make a plan and set some goals. Not too dissimilar.
No, and that's the thing. When you have a plan, so babies feed off what you're giving out. So if you're going into the room overnight, you're freaking tired, you're like, should I try this? Should I do that? You know, I did this last night, that kind of worked. Should I do this? That confusion in itself translates. And so baby's like, I don't even know what mum's going to do or dad's going to do here. And they love predictability. They love to know what the deal is. So that in itself makes it difficult. So when you have this clear idea and you feel calm and confident with how to deal with these scenarios, already your world's apart from where you were.
It does sound like business, Kim.
It really does. And it's about building the community around you, isn't it? It's about getting the support that you need to help to make your life thrive. And sleep is such a massive part of that.
Yep.
I remember finding my TV remote in the freezer, and yep. I remember finding my kettle in the pantry because, you know, all sorts of things happen in the middle of the night when you've got no idea what you're doing because yep. you're sleep deprived.
Absolutely. Yep. And also, it's really hard to absorb information when you're that tired. So that's why if you go online and you get a plan, you've probably got about 40% success rate there, because the difference to achieving and actually like getting to the end of the rainbow with beautiful sleep, is by having someone there to champion you on, to remind you, to get all that those kind of elements working together to complement your little person's sleep. So yeah, it's a group effort, and it's kind of something that I'm really, really trying to let mums know that there's support out there, non-judgmental support. There's support to get you sleeping well and your little person sleeping well. There's still a little bit of stigma about it. Like, well, why can't I do this myself? Like, Betty down the road hasn't asked for any help. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's so important to get the great sleep for you as well as your little person. And if you need some help to get it,
yeah, your own personal cheer squad for sleeping. I love it.
So, Amy, one thing that I noticed about your business is that at the moment you're in the running for a couple of awards.
I know.
Congratulations
Thank
on those
you.
Nominations. But you've already been in some awards processes previously, and mm-hmm. you've got some finalists and those sort of things. Mm. What does it mean, if we put our business hats on, what does it mean to be nominated for an award, or even to go in for some, because some award processes are self-nominated.
Yep.
What does it mean for your business to go through that process?
Look, it's just such a positive journey. Nothing but goodness.
Hang on a minute. I've seen those applications. They are pages and pages.
Oh, when you get nominated. Yeah. So when you get nominated, to accept your nomination, you do have to fill out a bunch of stuff.
Which I think would sometimes put people off going through the process.
Yeah, I think it would too. So one of the award programs that I'm going through this time, I've done this one before, they do interviews as well. You have to have a panel interview.
Is this the Oz Mompreneur
yes,
one?
Yes, yes. So it's quite rigorous, but they're so lovely. They're the best community to be a part of. They're incredibly, they're just so welcoming. There's no judgment. They're all mums just trying to nail life, basically, like trying to do the things and getting the support. So that's kind of number one, what I've taken away from these award processes, is that the support, the cheering on, everyone is just, you know, wishing you the best. Even the people in our own category, we talk to each other, we wish them all the best, we connect with each other. But also, I feel like it gives us some validity and really kind of exposes the hard work that we do. We are all working really, really hard. We're passionate about what we do. Well, I am particularly, I can speak for a lot of them, not all of them, but I love what I do. And I feel like also that with education around sleep, it's lacking a little bit. So this gives great sleep some exposure as well, which is really important to me.
So not only does it, as a business owner who works independently, you're a solo?
I've got another consultant that bless her, Amy Lee Weber. She's awesome.
Oh, and the Amy's.
Yes. Could you, like, do you know what? Her name is actually Amy, but we've joined her middle name. It's just too confusing otherwise. She's brilliant. She's now fully fledged. She's taking on clients now. She's a fully fledged consultant. And I've got a wonderful virtual assistant, Jess, who just runs the show. So, yeah, I can't take credit. I'm not the only one.
but going through the support process, you're saying, like, not only does it give you support, but it actually helps you elevate your message.
Absolutely.
And that's golden, isn't it?
It is golden. And that's another reason why I brought on another consultant, actually, because I want to have a bit more capacity to try to get the message out about sleep deprivation. It's not a given when you're a parent. You don't need to be running on fumes all day. So I really want to try to advocate for that and really get that message out that there's support there. You can be sleeping beautifully right from day dot, believe it or not. You just need to find the right help.
What have you discovered about your business that maybe was a bit of a blind spot because you've gone through these awards processes?
Well, it took me a long time to realize I needed help.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm like chugging along all on my own, just doing the thing. I never really planned to have my own business. I just came across this opportunity to be trained in my particular strategy, and I had really young children and I just couldn't work out how I was going to work, but also being able to be there for them. So it was a necessity for me. So I really worked hard. Failure wasn't an option in my mind. I was like, yep, I'm going to. And so for years I was just plowing away on my own. And then I realized I'm not a businesswoman. I need some help here.
I think you are a businesswoman, Amy.
Well, apparently, but I have to say I need to get other people's perspectives. It really grows your mind, the way you can approach things. And I think that was a really big lesson for me, that just having community and connection and network, makes a massive difference to your business.
So that was exactly what I was just thinking around. Business is support and community and having those people around you. And so for those women out there that are wanting to get into business, what do you think would be the one lesson you've learnt that you would hope that every other business owner would learn really quickly and help to support them through getting into their business journey?
Yep.
Would it be getting 100%, support?
Yes. Also, delve down into why you're doing it. Like, that's number one. Like, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And then don't hesitate to get some advice. And literally just what do you feel like you're crap in? Like, what can you see as another area to expand in? And so just making sure that you're open to that. There are so many communities online and in person now that are collectively bringing together business women and a lot of them mum focused as well. They're not all mum focused. And what they do is they share their expertise. So if you need someone particularly that's awesome at marketing or someone that's awesome at speaking, you can reach out. And I can't even tell you the value of just like listening to these people talk about what they know. It just will expand your mind and also just open up your business completely. Mm.
So what I got from that is planning and collaboration.
Absolutely, yeah.
Gee, planning. Gee, I don't know if I like that one. I like spontaneity, Kim. But, you know, the other thing that I heard you say there, Amy, is that get really clear on why you're doing it and then, yes, delve into those communities. But I know for myself, there are times when I get a bit wobbly on the why, and then I go into those communities and I get absolutely bamboozled by all the, oh, I should be doing this and I should be having that and I should be having this. And it can be really overwhelming.
It can, yep.
But I think that piece of advice you said is get clear on why you're doing it and try and just really stick in that lane.
Yep. And I feel like you've got to take some things with a pinch of salt, because I've been in exactly that position. I went to like a business planning day. I've got a new initiative at the moment. I'm working with small businesses to try and look after their employees that are on, you know, either maternity leave or they've come back and they've got young children at home. And so I needed some advice that how am I going to tackle that? And I went to this business day and oh my goodness, I got so overwhelmed with people like, you should do this, you should do that. And you have to just take a step back. You've got to remember what do you enjoy? What is your values? What is your aim? And what is your capacity? Like, you don't need to go nuts. And so taking things with a bit of grain of salt is important. And sometimes you need to just completely decompress from everybody's and their ideas, for sure.
For sure. So just tell us, which awards, because I think you're actually up for a couple of awards with Ozmumpreneurs coming up. Which ones have you been nominated for?
One is Women's Champion Awards, so which is one that I'm just like, every single day.
Was that a happy sound?
Yeah, that's like a happy, I'm just so, every day I talk to mums and I'm trying to empower them with their decisions around sleep, predominantly, obviously, that's what I do, but it filters into like looking after themselves and things like that. So I'm a huge believer in looking after the women in the family, but also I'm up for the People's Choice Awards for health and well-being. And the big thing I love about this is that everybody, you know, kind of thinks some, you know, about health and well-being, eating well, self-care, exercise, you know, stable homes, that type of thing. But sleep, my goodness, is such a massive, massive part of your health and well-being. So if I can just get that exposure for sleep and everything that comes with it, the goodness of it all, that's number one for me.
If you've been really inspired by listening to Amy Huebner from Husha by Baby speak today and want to vote for her, we can do that, can't we?
Oh, please do. Please do.
What do we go to the Ozmumpreneur website and find you?
Yes, you can. Probably the best thing to do is just to Google me. And you'll come up with, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and there'll be a link, there'll be a post with a link to vote for me.
Yay. Do you know what I really loved is that you just said that and there wasn't like, oh, you know, if it would be okay. And like, you're like, hey, vote for me.
Please.
I love that.
Good grief. Yes.
Like there's enough holding us back. We don't have to hold ourselves back, do we?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Celebrate all the wins.
Yeah.
And all the process of the getting to the wins as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All those things. Amy, thank you so much for sharing that wisdom. Thanks for giving us the tip about, you know, it's not one size fits all, even though no matter what your mother-in-law might say.
Exactly.
I love my mother-in-law. She was always awesome when it came to the kids. Thanks, Amy. Good luck with the
awards.
Thank
you so much. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure.